Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajunya Mehta with the news. Thursday headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Maldives, exchanges several agreements. Union Minister Amit Shah says National Cooperative Policy 2025 will play a huge role in Viksit Bharat 2047. Nagaland Minister Metsu Bojamir emphasizes on need for practical skills and alternate learning. And Wakha District Judicial Magistrate convicts four individuals for brutal killing of Great Indian Hornbill. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Maldives today, where he was accorded a guard of honor at Republic Square in Male. Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Muizu accompanied Mr. Modi. A 21-gun salute was also given to Mr. Modi. In a welcome ceremony, Maldivian children presented cultural programs. The Prime Minister met some of the Maldivian delegates, while Mr. Muizu met External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri, and other Indian officials. Later, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Maldivian President Dr. Mohamed Muizu held delegation-level talks. The two countries also exchanged several agreements. Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah unveiled the National Cooperative Policy 2025 in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said the policy will play a huge role in achieving the goal of Viksit Bharat 2047. He added that the policy aims to realize the vision of prosperity through cooperation by creating a roadmap at the grassroots level.
भारतीय जनता पार्टी की नरेंद्र मोदी सरकार ने एक लक्ष्य रखा है कि 2027 में हम विश्व के तीसरे नंबर के अर्थतंत्र बनकर उभराएंगे और मुझे विश्वास है हम चौथे नंबर पर पहुंच गए हैं, तीसरे नंबर पर जरूर पहुंच जाएं। परंतु इसके साथ साथ 140 करोड़ नागरिकों के सम विकास की भी जिम्मेदारी भारत की, सबका सामूहिकता के साथ विकास हो और सबके विकास के माध्यम से देश का विकास हो, ऐसा मॉडल बनाना ये भारतीय जनता पार्टी का मूल विचार है, भारत का मूल विचार है।
Nagaland's Minister of Rural Development and SIRD, Metsu Bojamir, has emphasized on the need for practical skills and alternate learning and cautioned that book knowledge alone would not suffice in the real world. He said integrity, character, consistency, and a positive, adaptable attitude are what truly define a person. The minister was speaking at a felicitation program for HSLC and HSSLC toppers of 2025 organized by the Naga Students Federation, NSF, in Kohima today.
Success is not just a milestone in your life, it's the stepping stone. There will be so many milestones that you have to face, dear children. Every day is a struggle in life. I hope you will not be distracted in your path to attain whatever to attain. Many of you will be hoping to become engineers, maybe doctors, administrators. Take the path that is chosen for you.
HSLC Rangwan Lungi Hangli in Ring delivered a speech on behalf of the topers. Altogether, 89 HSLC and 25 HSSLC Naga topers were felicitated on the occasion. Judicial Magistrate of Wakha District Julian Silto has convicted four individuals for the brutal killing of a great Indian hornbill and endangered species at Bhandari town, Wakha, in June 2022. The incident, which drew widespread outrage after going viral on social media, showed the bird being tortured and killed. The case was filed by Wildlife Warden H. Tokaho Kinimi and prosecuted by Assistant Public Prosecutor K. Renpemo Tangwe under the Wildlife Protection Act 1972. In her verdict, Magistrate Silto stressed the importance of proportionate punishment and the role of courts in upholding justice for crimes that affect society at large. The Nagaland Health Protection Society has informed that three more private hospitals in the state have been re-empaneled for the financial year 2025-2026 under the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, ABPMJAY, and the Chief Minister Health Insurance Scheme, CMHIS. The hospitals are Krishan Institute of Health Sciences and Research Chumukedima, Faith Hospital and Institute of Medical Sciences Dimapur, and Nikos Hospital Dimapur. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Director of State Council of Educational Research and Training, SCERT, Kivirale Kerho, today said that the aim of National Education Policy, NEP 2020, is to make schools nurturing places for students to grow not only academically, but also emotionally, socially, and morally. Mrs. Kerho added that to support this vision, the Ministry of Education has introduced the Students and Teachers Holistic Advancement Through Quality Education, SARTA, implementation plan. The director was speaking at the one-day consultative workshop on the revised Nagaland School Quality Assessment and Accreditation Framework and State School Standards Authority in Kohima. Highlighting the key features of SARTAC, she said the framework aims to support both government and private schools from pre-primary to higher secondary in assessing and improving their quality through clear and consistent standards. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that for the first time, a team of over 2,000 scientists visited more than 7,900 villages under the Vikasit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan. Replying to a question in the Rajya Sabha, Mr. Chauhan stated that the scientists collected detailed information on the agro-climatic conditions of each village. He said, in addition, farmers were made aware of soil nutrients, content, suitable seed varieties and crop cultivation techniques for farming.
विकसित कृषि संकल्प अभियान के 7,900 से ज्यादा गांव में हमारे वैज्ञानिक गए और वो खाली हाथ नहीं गए. उस गांव की एग्रो क्लाइमेटिक कंडीशंस क्या है और उस कंडीशंस में गांव में जो माटी है उसमें पोषक तत्व कौन से हैं उनको ध्यान में रखते हुए वहां कौन सी फसल उगाई जाए, कौन से बीज उपयुक्त रहेंगे, ये जानकारी लेके गए.
Both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned for the day following the ruckus created by the opposition over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met at 2 p.m. after the first adjournment, the opposition members continued with their protest, disrupting the proceedings of the House. Despite the repeated appeal of the chair, the opposition continued with their sloganeering, forcing the chair to adjourn the House for the day. A similar scene was witnessed in the Rajya Sabha. The Rajya Sabha was first adjourned at 12 noon and then finally for the day following the opposition ruckus over various issues. When the Rajya Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Ghanshyam Tiwari, who was on the chair, tried to run question hour, but the opposition members continued their protest, raising their demand. As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the House finally for the day. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has directed internet service providers to disable public access within India to 25 websites identified as hosting prohibited material. The ministry identified these websites as being in violation of various laws, including Section 67 and Section 67A of the Information Technology Act 2000, Section 294 of the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023, and Section 4 of the Indecent Representation of Women Prohibition Act 1986. The ministry's notification emphasizes the intermediary's responsibility to remove or disable access to unlawful information under the Information Technology Act 2000 and the Information Technology Intermediary Guidelines and Digital Media Ethics Code Rules 2021. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Maldives, exchanges several agreements. Union Minister Amit Shah says National Cooperative Policy 2025 will play a huge role in Viksit Bharat 2047. Nagaland Minister Metsubo Jamir emphasizes on need for practical skills and alternate learning. And Wakha District Judicial Magistrate convicts four individuals for brutal killing of Great Indian Hornbill. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.